Oh, this is one of my all-time favorite songs. Need to Breathe? No, Mumford and Sons. Eh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
They're all in that same genre.
Or not.
Roll Away Your Stone, I think is what it's called.
Oh, because we're talking about Stone. See? Yeah. And apparently they did roll the stones to get them there on logs.
Oh, the Stonehenge one?
People
there. Or all of them.
All of them.
Well, let's talk to the guy
all
that
right.
knows.
Sure.
Andy Burnham is on the line with us all the way from over somewhere. Andy, let's just get you up there nice and loud. Andy, where are you right now, actually? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm just south of London. Hello.
Hello. Just south of London. Okay. And were you sort of born and raised there?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Andy, editor of the Old Stones, a field guide to the megalithic sites of Britain and Ireland. On the surface, it's honestly, don't take this the wrong way, but it sounds like a nerdy book. What makes this book cool?
Well, it has got everything from places to visit, new ideas on the subject, and lots of different ideas, so it's not just dry archaeology. There's a lot of spiritual stuff in there as well. And generally, wherever you're going in the UK or Ireland, you can find some prehistoric sites to visit.
See, I wish I had your book with me when I went over there. It's been a few years now, and I flew into London, paid for some overpriced meals, paid for an overpriced hotel room, and then rented a car and took off to Stonehenge, laid out in front of the stones beside a circle of women who were swaying to the wind, hoping I could pick up on their vibe, and I fell asleep by the rocks. I didn't feel anything. Does that make me a jerk?
No, that's not unusual. You have to be in the right frame of mind, and sometimes these things don't come to you, so I wouldn't worry.
Okay, all right, because there's a lot of things that just don't come to me. And then I drove to Glastonbury, and I met up with a couple of the world's renowned witches, drank some cask ale, some beautiful cask ale. And then I went up to, I drank out of the witch's well. I drank out of the tap out of the back, and it's the white well. And they all say, ooh, it's like you're drinking blood. No, it's got iron in it. That's why they say. And if you lived in the country, that's, you know that. And then continued up the coast, stayed with some druids at a druid retreat center, and then went over to Iona. And then I went right back across over to Holy Island near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Of course, you can't get to the island until the tide goes out, and then you drive across a road. Now, that circuit that I took, you have that in your mind. What are the rocks that I should have seen?
Oh, okay. Well, there's this going across from Iona. You've also got the Isle of Mull. There's quite a lot of things on the Isle of Mull. And Kilmartin Valley. And, a lot in the centre of Scotland. And then you get the Scottish borders. I've just been looking at this. Standing stones have been built in a site called a 12th century church called Stobo Kirk, where they've built standing stones into the walls to try and keep their power, keep them preserved, or mask them off so that people couldn't worship them anymore. There's a lot of this Christianization goes on with these stones as well.
All right, so when it comes to places that have, stones, because again, we're talking about your book, The Old Stones, a field guide to the megalithic sites of Britain and Ireland, it would seem like the two spiritual groups of people that would be, they would lay claim to these stones. Of course, the pagans and the Christians. But I would think that the pagans would win hands down when it came to, stones, right? To old stones, to megalithic sites, etc. It wouldn't be the Christians.
These are prehistoric sites, so they're pre-Christian by about 3,000 years. But what we do see an awful lot is that people in later times, they still venerated these sites, and they were still important, and they were still revered. They were still fearful of them, I think, because, as I say, you get many times, it's very common for crosses to be carved into ancient stones, and you can also find things like cup and ring marks, which is where prehistoric people have carved carvings, and these stones have been reused as crosses and things like that. So there are many examples of carrying on of interest in use, really.
What is the one stone Andy, that kind of, this is a weird way to ask this, but the one stone that rocks your world. See what I did there?
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, if we're talking single stones, the tallest is called Rudston Monolith. This is in Yorkshire. And it's actually in a churchyard, and it's as tall as the church itself, so or nearly so. And it's got a funny little hat on the top as well to protect it, which makes it look quite cute. But it is really, like, really, really tall, and it's similarly dug into the ground very deep so it doesn't fall over. And it's an amazing thing. It's just vast. You know, you think of this, it's taller than the stones at Stonehenge.
Wow, that big. Okay. Now, speaking of the stones at Stonehenge, you know, Tim, you were saying earlier that everyone has this mystique of how did these stones get here? Yeah, yeah. They're not actually from this neck of the woods, and who brought them here, and how would they move them, et cetera, et cetera. Have you shattered any of those myths, Andy?
Well, I was up in Pembrokeshire 2 days ago, and we were looking at the source of the blue stones, and when you go up there, you can see where they've been quarried out of the ground. It's a sort of a rock face which has got square holes where you can pretty much see the stones have come out of. So that's it seems quite likely. And also scientifically, the rocks match in type of, they're called dolerite, and they match up scientifically. So it seems pretty clear that they came from, or at least some of them came from this place in the Preseli Mountains in Pembrokeshire. And then we were driving in the car. This took us three. We were driving the car up and down and round, and they're just thinking about how on earth they got them. It's just mind blowing that they must have, you know, the amount of effort and the amount of interest in these particular stones is just incredible.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, at the risk, again, Andy, at the risk of being a jerk, which is one of my spiritual gifts, like, they're just rocks, are they not?
Well, yeah, I mean, some of them have been carved, as I say, but they are pretty rude stones in the old sense of raw and bare. Yes, they're quite raw, and but people have revered them down the years, and people still go and visit them in large numbers for spiritual and just for, as you say, anorak and new nerds ticking them off and visiting them. There's a kind of several, you know, there's that interest as well as spiritual as well.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, who fights over them more, the archaeoastronomers or the geomancers?
Well, they can share them, really, because the archaeoastronomers can have them at night time and look at the stars. but there's a lot of interest, certainly. I mean, again, up in Aberdeenshire, you get recumbent stone circles where they've laid one of the big stones down, and they're like 10 feet high and almost as much wide. And if you sight through this stone, you can see stars like Sirius and the coloured stars over the winter. They rise and set over this stone, so you can see things like that here where they've been set up for these sort of purposes, I think.
Well, there's no question that I have this mixed sort of reaction to the whole thing. Part of me says, well, I just said it, part of me says they're just stones, and yet another part of me wants to go to visit every stinking one of them. And, for example, I want to get out to, is it the Isle of Skellig or something? What's the one they filmed the Star Wars thing on?
Oh, yeah.
Southern tip of Ireland.
Yeah, that's,
Skellig, yes, Island or something, yes, like that?
Yeah, they're called beehive huts, and they are where monks used to go for to retreat, like hermits, to go and to be spiritual out in the right on the edge of the cliffs.
Yeah.
That's an amazing place, yes.
You know, when I did a tour of Israel, I was there for a month, a cast member of a docu-reality series, and we got access to all sorts of amazing places.
Yeah.
But you stand here, and they say, well, this is apparently where Jesus, and you stand over here, and this is apparently where Jesus, and you don't know what to believe or what not to believe. But when it comes to a rock, like a giant, something that has been there, and or some kind of geographical or topographical reality, you know, there's no apparently. That is what it is. Tim?
Well, my question is, it's obviously we have like the rocks, like we obviously have the rocks, like, you know, Stonehenge and the monoliths, but there's also the rocks, you know, like the Scottish throne. You know, that there was that rock that got stolen and restolen over the years, and you've got the Blarney Stone in Ireland. I mean, they aren't monolithic, but they are stones. Is there a connection between all of that?
people have always found stone because it's so hard. There's eternity, so I think you've got that going on in people revering stone, really.
Well, okay, listen, I want, this is the book. Okay, let me just tell you that. This is the book. Andy Burnham is the editor of The Old Stones, a field guide to the megalithic sites of Britain and Ireland. The website you want to check out is megalithic.co.uk, megalithic.co.uk. Andy, thank you for putting, I mean, this is an enormous amount of work that you have put into this book. Thank you very, very much for doing this stuff the rest of us are too lazy to do. Anybody who's into the rock stuff, this is the book, man. So congratulations.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much. And just to very briefly mention that on the megalithic portal, as well as stones, we have ancient crosses, and we also have holy wells and more recent sites like that. So if you're traveling around, we may do a second book of those, but we've got way more than just stones on the website. As I say, holy wells and ancient crosses as well.
I'm sorry, I don't get holy whales.
Wells.
Oh, wells. Oh, wells. Sorry.
Sacred springs and healing waters and stuff. Right. That must be my accent, yes.
You talk to them.
Oh my goodness, Andy, thank you so much. My apologies for the technical goofiness today, but it worked out all right. Thank you so much, Andy.
It's okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.